Hello and welcome to our podcast series, Let's Talk Emerging Technologies. In this series of 6 episodes, we look into novel technologies and how they impact our daily lives and society. Elon Musk and other signatories have recently pledged to put in standby artificial intelligence research. They request to pause the development of systems more powerful than ChatGPT-4, the latest ChatGPT version. You have certainly heard that there is a lot of controversial debate about this topic, and today we want to discuss it with you. So I'm here with Dr. Michael Lacassure, expert in artificial intelligence from Finland. He holds a PhD in cognitive science from the University of Helsinki, is professor of cognitive science and also a researcher. Hello, Michael. It's a real pleasure to have you here opening this podcast series. Could you please shortly introduce yourself and your work on artificial intelligence?
I am Michael Lacassure, a social psychologist and a cognitive scientist who works in a new area of study called moral psychology of AI or moral psychology of robotics. My work mostly focuses on how people feel about ethical decisions made by different kinds of AIs and how people feel about brain-implanted microchips and creating mind uploads. I am currently working on submitting a paper on the moral psychology of profiling algorithms.
So, where do we stand? Do we need to fear artificial intelligence?
Fearing AI is not a constructive stance. It makes more sense to focus on different ways in which AIs can fail or cause harm and try to preemptively focus on preventing harms and potential system failures related to AIs. By understanding how things can fail, we can design them better. Perhaps too many technologies are being developed without proper risk analysis.
How do you think we can tackle the misuse of artificial intelligence? How can we take the best of artificial intelligence and reap the benefits offered by its great potential usages?
I guess misuse depends on your perspective on what is misuse. My advice would be to simply not develop technologies that in the hands of dictators could turn into 1984 type control systems. Anything that can become a collective prison if democracy fails is a bad idea. Technologies that strengthen democracies, human rights and human flourishing are generally a good idea. A lot of technological development is marked with overtones of security and safety, but they are only safe as long as they are not being used to limit democratic freedoms. Unfortunately, almost any technology can first be calibrated for one type of use and then changed. We should always plan the use of all technologies from behind the Rawlsian veil of ignorance. Are we going to control the technology or is someone else going to control it? If we cannot imagine ourselves being fairly treated while at the receiving end of it, we should not simply develop it. The best quality of life is associated with certain social and political systems. It would make sense to strengthen such structures with the help of technology.
Is action needed at policy, educational, community level?
Only if we care about creating a better tomorrow. Otherwise, no. I am a scientist, not a policy advocate. I guess the situation is similar than what it is with climate change. If we agree that climate change is happening and is bad, then obviously something should be done. However, what should be done depends on your values and your outlook on life. If I advocate for something, it is nuanced conversation around these topics that looks at things from harm reduction and risk minimization perspectives, with the aim of maximizing human flourishing. What I care about is human survival on this planet long term, combined with maximum human flourishing. And what is human flourishing? It is the chance for us to cultivate our strength and capacities to the maximum, whether it is motherhood or playing the guitar.
Thank you so much, Michael, for your insightful views. They certainly add value to the discussion around artificial intelligence. Our next podcast is about human-machine learning. Meanwhile, stay tuned on Forging Activities through our website and social media. Goodbye.